The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live. My telephone number 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Some more local news, Central Ohio. Headline, Mayor Ginther announces ban of tear gas to disperse crowds, limits on use of pepper spray by police. The mayor and other city leaders also announced a new advisory panel for Columbus Division of Police Chief Quinlan. Now, before I make a couple of editorial comments, you may know where I'm headed on this. Take a look at the cities that have had violent protests. Take a look at the cities where there have been problems with police. Okay? Just take a look across America. The cities that we're discovering have police problems and need serious reform. And the cities where there were violent protests, looting, injuries, property destruction, fires, and so forth. Look up the mayor of those cities and just look for the party affiliation next to their name. Look and see if it has a D or an R. Okay? Just do that. And make a note of it, and then realize that in most of those cities, that particular political party has been in control of the city for many, many years. There may be a couple of exceptions, but not many. And what have those mayors told the people every single election when they are elected or re-elected? Elect me, I promise police reform. Elect me, I will deal with the problems in the inner city. I will deal with poverty. I will deal with minorities. Elect me. And I'll just leave it at that. I don't think I need to go any further. Just think about it. Isn't that, do you find that interesting? All right. Mayor Ginther announced today a directive prohibiting the use of tear gas as a crowd control measure and limiting pepper spray to situations involving clear instances of violence. Okay, just a thought. All right. Was tear gas used to disperse any peaceful protests here in Columbus? Question. Now, I wasn't there, so I'm not real positive of the answer. I'm throwing out a question. Was tear gas used while the crowd was peaceful and nonviolent? That's question number one. Question number two. If you have been following what happened in Columbus during the protests and the subsequent riots and looting, There was hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of damage done in Columbus. Windows at the State House, windows at the Supreme Court building, several businesses were looted, windows destroyed, destruction, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now just think with me, that rampant destruction and violence occurred with the use of tear gas and pepper spray. With the use of tear gas and pepper spray. Just imagine what would have happened without the tear gas and pepper spray. And if this happens again in Columbus, I hope it doesn't. If this happens again, and the rioters, not the protesters, there's a difference. And the rioters know tear gas, pepper spray cannot, will not be used. How do you think that will affect the outcome of the riots and the looting if this were to happen again? So just questions I'm just throwing out. And my other question, why now? So, okay. And then the other thing, and Jim and Lewis Center, hang tight. I'll be with you in just a moment. But in case you have not heard, Columbus State Community College said today they have reached a decision on the Christopher Columbus statue out in front on their campus. After all, it is Columbus State Community College. And so of all the weird, strange things, Columbus State Community College would have a statue of Columbus. Wow, that's bizarre, isn't it? Well, there's been discussion for quite some time about removing it. Now they have decided the statue of Columbus is coming down. Yeah, they're removing it. They're removing it. Now, why? Nobody really has a good answer. And let me quote just a bit from the letter from the college president. This inflection point will inform college policy and action both now and for years to come. I am writing to inform you that a plan is in place to remove the Christopher Columbus statue from our Columbus. Oh, this is so ironic. A plan is in place to remove the Christopher Columbus statue from our Columbus campus as soon as possible. Originally created by sculptor Alfred Celani in 1959, the statue was first installed in an Illinois park and was moved to its current location in 1988. Now, here's the weird thing. Christopher Columbus was not a racist in 1959. He was not a racist in 1988. But somehow, miraculously, this man who has been dead for centuries is now a racist. I'm not sure how that happened, but anyway. Physical details and logistics for the removal are still being planned, but we expect the statue to be removed and placed in storage in the next 2 weeks. Let's see. It was a years-long dialogue out of concern and support for students of color who have been harmed and traumatized by systematic racism. Okay. I'm coming up on a break, and again, Jim and Lewis Center, hang tight, I'll come to you. What do I say to you constantly? The liberal left does not deal with truth and facts. They don't dig into the life of Christopher Columbus. This is emotion. This is feeling. This is hysteria. So in order to make people feel good, this is all about feelings. We're going to remove the statue of Christopher Columbus because somebody said He was racist. And so in order to feel good, and there's nothing here about fact or real history, it's just a feel-good issue. So they are going to remove the statue of Christopher Columbus. Towards the end of the letter, the president of the college says, removing the statue will not remedy all of our challenges. It won't remedy any of them. But it is a purposeful first step as we commit ourselves fully to fighting systematic racism. Taking down a statue of Christopher Columbus is going to help defeat systematic racism? Are you serious? Yeah, they are. They are serious.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live, and I want to welcome Jim in Lewis Center to the program. He's probably changed his socks 3 times and shaved twice since he's been on hold. Hey, Jim, welcome. You're on Bob Burney Live.
Fine, Bob. No, that's fine. I don't mind waiting. I'm quarantined in here with nothing else to do anyway.
You're quarantined?
Well, we are to some degree. You know, it's not safe to go to a lot of places. But anyway,
yeah. Okay.
That's not my comment. I got a couple comments I want to make. And I listened today and really was brought to the reality from a discussion I heard on another program today that this decision made by the Supreme Court yesterday. Oh, because they talk about just sexual identity, and so it opens the door wide up for pedophilia. They, too, have a sexual identity. How are they going to keep them out?
Well, they can't. You know, Jim, I know you listen to the program, and I say something all the time. Once you start traveling down a certain road or a certain path, don't look where that road will take you in a mile or 10 miles or even 50 miles. If you're going to travel down that path, look where it's going to take you in 1,000 miles or 2,000 miles. The Supreme Court yesterday removed any definition of gender or sexuality and leaves it completely up to individuals' feelings and emotions and fantasies and imagination. Gender does not mean male, female. Gender now, according to the Supreme Court yesterday, means anything you want it to mean. And it opens the door wide open for the most bizarre interpretations of gender and sexuality. And that road is not going to be a pleasant road to travel. But that's where the Supreme Court pointed us yesterday. It was a horrible decision.
Can I make another comment?
Sure.
You know, you talk about I cannot believe they're tearing down the statue of Columbus State, but you know, in Boston, they're tearing down it, wanting to tear down a statue of Abraham Lincoln, who freed the slaves.
Yeah, I know.
And to me, now I'm also told, I rant quite a bit about this on Facebook, but I'm told that's unwholesome talk, that I should only say uplifting things that uplift people on Facebook, or it's unloving.
Well, pointing out the absurdity of removing the Christopher Columbus statue or Abraham Lincoln. The Lincoln Memorial was defaced in Washington, D.C. As part of the protests that turned into riots in Washington, D.C. You know, how insane is that? I mean, how insane is that? And I've got a story here in my stack. I'm trouble finding it. I believe it was Boston. I think it was Boston. It was either Boston or Baltimore where rioters defaced a statue of black Revolutionary War soldiers who fought. These are black soldiers who fought to free the slaves, and protesters protesting for Black Lives Matter defaced a monument to fellow blacks who fought to relieve slaves, to release them.
Mm-hmm.
I'll find it during the break. I've got it. My stack is unusually tall today. I'll find it every morning
when I get up and I turn on, look at the news. Like, man, that is the craziest thing I've ever seen in my life. And the next day in the morning, I get up and I see something that's 10 times as crazy as the day before.
Yeah, these are insane times, Jim. They are. Hey, appreciate the call. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Bob, for your words.
Well, thank you. God bless you. All right. It is just, it's insane. And I don't know where that story is. I've got it here somewhere. I'll find it during the break. Here it is. I've got it just in time. It's in what city is this in? Anyway, I'll find the city here in a minute. But it's called the Shaw Memorial. It is a memorial to the first all-volunteer black regiment of the Union Army in the Civil War. So while rioters were demanding justice for African Americans, they defaced a memorial honoring African Americans. Quote, one of the soldiers, Sergeant William Harvey Kearney, carried the American flag through the battle. This is the Civil War. Carried the American flag through the battle, never dropping it despite being shot 7 times. Kearney was the first black American to win the Congressional Medal of Armor for action. Boston. It was erected on Boston Commons. It was honoring the 54th Massachusetts Regiment of Colonel Robert Gould Shaw. A memorial honoring black Americans who fought to free slaves. And I'm looking at a picture of it, and it is filled with profanity by people protesting for justice for African Americans. Hello?